Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In a meeting at Government House on this day, March the 13th, in 1907, a committee was formed at the instigation of Lady Gertrude Gilbert Carter, wife of the Governor General, for the purpose of inaugurating a women's self-help association in Barbados. A pamphlet produced soon afterwards set out the aims of the proposed association, which were to start a women's self-help association similar to those in Jamaica and Trinidad, and to rent two rooms to provide a base for the operations of the association. According to the pamphlet, the intention was to establish the association's premises, quote, in as prominent a position as possible, accessible to tourists and visitors to Bridgetown, with the purpose of selling needlework, plain and elaborate, lace, paintings and photographs, also jams, jellies, cakes and sweets, in short, anything made by the women of Barbados, which is found to be saleable, well-made and attractive. The executive committee included Lady Gilbert Carter as president, with other members including Mrs. Swaby, Mrs. Graham Yearwood, Mrs. Berkeley, Mrs. C.J. Manning and Mrs. Bancroft. Mrs. C.E. Yearwood was named as treasurer and Miss N. Manning as manager. However, the moving force behind the plan was clearly Lady Gilbert Carter, who drew up the rules and regulations that governed the association and also identified the association's original home at McGregor Street in Bridgetown. She arranged for the initial capital of the association amounting to £100 by donating £5 herself, and persuading nine others to contribute similar amounts. She secured the long-term financing of the association by creating a three-tiered membership system, consisting of patronesses who subscribed $5 annually, associate members who contributed 2 and 6 per annum, and regular members who contributed a shilling per annum. The Women's Self-Help Association became a familiar sight in Bridgetown, operating in later years from a building at the bottom of Broad Street until it finally closed in 2011. Lady Gilbert Carter, née Gertrude Codman Parker, was an American woman from Boston who had met and married Sir Thomas Gilbert Carter while he was serving as governor of the Bahamas. After her husband retired, the couple settled permanently in Barbados. She made many contributions to the island, apart from founding the Women's Self-Help Association, including designing the gardens at Queen's Park and at the Lazaretto, drawing up the original plans for the Empire Theatre, and developing the first proposal for a museum and art gallery in the island. She also designed the house and grounds at Ilaro Court, which became her family home. It's now the official residence of the Prime Minister of Barbados. Gertrude Gilbert Carter, described as a forgotten icon in Barbados by Miguel Peña, died in 1952 and is buried with her husband in the graveyard at St. Michael's Cathedral.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.